主耶稣的圣名，我们来祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have our afternoon prayer session. Let's please sing hymn 419. 419. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
我们大家都知道啊，那也有体验，服事需要有能力。
We have all experienced that while we are in servitude, that we need power.
那我们服事才会有果效。
So that our servitude will have efficacy.
那服事的能力从哪里来？
Where does this power and servitude come from?
这个第七节说，有宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明莫大的能力。
That there is treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of power may be of God.
那这个宝贝是什么？
What is this treasure about?
那如果说从第四章来看啊，以敏受的职分第一节。
And if you look at chapter 4, it goes to, in verse 1, it says, as we have received this mercy.
就是职分。
We have this status or, yes.
就是说教会安排我们做什么事情啊，给我们一个职分。
So we have,
这个就是一个宝贝。
We have a responsibility or a duty that we must, that is entrusted to us.
保罗说他是基督的大使。
And then, it says that Paul, he says that he's the chief sinner.
大使。
Oh, ambassador.
那就变成荣耀啊，是神差他去做工。
And because, he is an ambassador, he has this, His entrustment of doing work for the Lord.
那圣灵降在我们身上，就是受差遣的一个证据。
So, as for the descending of the Holy Spirit that falls upon us, this provides us as a, an evidence or, the right to do His work.
所以，我们每个人身上啊，其实都有宝贝。
In actuality, we have a treasure on all of us.
那要发出莫大的能力。
And so to be able to manifest this power.
那第八节啊。
And in verse 8.
这个能力发出来就不被困住，虽然四面受。
So that this, when this power comes out, it's not hard pressed on every side and yet not crushed.
这个就是能力的表现。
And this is the manifestation of power.
很多的困难，周围很多的困难。
And in this world, there are many problems.
但是，工作不会被困住。
So in this world, there are many difficulties, and so our work would not be hard pressed or crushed.
这个就是要神的能力。
So we must have the power, or this is the power of God.
那下面说，心里作的便是失望。
And then here it says, We are perplexed, but not in despair.
有时候我们所遭遇的，让我们知道不晓得怎么做。
And so sometimes when we encounter difficulties, we may not know how to what to do.
下面都不至于失望。
It says, but not in despair.
就是到最后还发现神还是带一条路出来。
Then you realize, still in the end, a path has been opened.
那遭第九节。
Verse 9.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃
，persecuted but not forsaken。
逼迫是从人来的
，persecution is from man。
但是神保守我
，but God protects us。
不丢弃，我们还是可以，有神在同在，有神的能力，我们还是可以继续的服事。
He doesn't forsake us because He's with us, so we can continue to serve。
那下面打倒却不致死亡。
And then struck down but not destroyed.
好像保罗被石头打得快死了。
Just like when Paul was almost beaten by stones to death.
但他这个起来又继续传福音。
But then he just got up and continued to preach.
那这几个，在服事中很实际的体验，都是因为宝贝在我们身上发出莫大的能力。
And so in these short verses, we can see the characteristics that come about when we are, when we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
那我们要让神的能力在身上彰显，要不断的学习。
So in order for His power to be manifested, we have to continually learn.
不错，能力是从圣灵来的。
It is definitely true that the power comes from Holy Spirit.
主耶稣升天以前告诉门徒，他要得圣灵，得着能力，才能出去做圣工。
So before ascending, Jesus had said that needed this power of the Holy Spirit to be able to do His work in preaching.
因此，祷告是得能力的一个来源。
And that is get we can gain this from prayer.
但是第七节告诉我们啊，这个宝贝要放在瓦器里。
And it says in verse 7 that this treasure must be placed in earthen vessels.
那有时候困难啊，不是没有祷告。
So sometimes when there are difficulties in it, it is not because we do not pray.
有时候困难是要学习做一个瓦器，这个困难。
So sometimes the difficulties arise, well, because it teaches us how to become earthen vessels.
那如果我们很迫切祷告，但是瓦器啊学不会，还是好像没有能力。
If we pray with importunity, but yet we're not likened to an earthen vessel.
所以宝贝要放在瓦器里，那能力才会出来。
So we need to remember to place this treasure in earthen vessels.
所以。在服事当中怎么学习做一个瓦器，这个变成一个非常重要的一点。
In the midst of servitude, how is it that we can become earthen vessels? This itself is a very important lesson.
那瓦器代表什么？
What do earthen vessels represent?
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's look at the book of Isaiah.
64章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8.
64章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8.
说神啊，现在你能是我们的父，我们是你，你是窑匠，我们都是你手所做的工。
Verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
所以说，我们都是神手里的工。
It says that all we are the work of your hand.
那神是什么？
Then what is God?
窑匠。
He is the potter.
那我们是什么？
Who are we?
泥土。
We are the clay.
所以这个瓦器啊，就是窑匠用泥土造的。
So earthen vessels are what is composed of clay.
所以我们是神造的。
We are created by God.
肉体是神造的。
This flesh is made by God.
那圣经说，我们是神的工作，在耶稣基督里造成。
So the Bible says that we are God's work, made in the likeness of Jesus.
这也是神的工作。
This is God's work.
所以，那我们就知道说，瓦器被造是有目的的。
So the earthen vessels that are created or made, there is a motive behind it, or a purpose.
所以我们每个人要了解神要我做什么。
So then we must realize what is it that God wants us to do.
我记得小时候啊，每一次学生音乐完了，最后一节杨长老都会讲同样一个题目。
I remember when I was young, and I was in spiritual convocation, Elder Yang would bring up the same topic at the end of the lesson.
自觉使命。
And that is realize that we understand our mission.
虽然是同一个题目，但是感动了很深，有很多人真的是很受感动。
Well, it was always the same topic, and people were moved by this.
自觉使命。
That understand and realize this is the mission.
就是到底神让我活着要我做什么。
That is, why is it that the Lord allows us to live and what I'm here in this world for?
神创造我到底要做什么。
Why did he create me? What am I to do?
因为神是窑匠啊，他不会做一个器皿没有目的。
Because God is the potter, he would have made a vessel with no purpose.
那保罗被拣选，他就知道啊，他神要叫他做外邦人的使徒。
So Paul knew that his purpose was to be the Gentiles, apostle to the Gentiles.
所以我们每一个人哦。活着，离开神，我们就找不到目的了。
So as we live, if we leave God, then we'll have no purpose.
所以离开神，人活着要做什么？真的找不到，因为人是神造的。离开神，你怎么去找目的
？If you depart from God, then it's hard to really realize what your purpose is in life.
那只有在神里面呢，我们才找不到目的。
But it is only in God we can discover this purpose.
所以罗马书在提到说，人的心呢没有神，那接下去就变成很虚妄、虚空。
So, as in Romans it says, when men don't have God, then their hearts become very empty.
所有的计划如果没有神都是空的。
So plans without God become empty.
因此如果我们年纪轻啊，能够来思想啊，神要我们做什么，这个是非常宝贵的。
Therefore, if we are in the days of our youth, to think about what our purpose in God is a very precious thing.
这个就不会浪费很多时间。
So you won't waste your time.
因此保罗在归主，他问两个问题。
When Paul was in front of God, he asked two questions.
第一个就是你是谁。
First, who are you, God?
第二个就是你要我做什么。
Secondly, Lord, what is it that you want me to do?
我们仔细在想这个两个问题真的是深啊，也很重要。
If we really think about it, these questions are very deep and very important.
你是谁
？Who are you, God?
保罗在对旧约的圣经很少。
Paul was very rehearsed in the Old Testament.
但很显然，他对神不认识。
But yet he didn't know God.
所以他才会逼迫基督徒。
And that is why he would persecute Christians.
他不认识神的旨意。
He didn't understand God's will.
对，他有热心，他没有真知识。
He had zeal, but not true knowledge.
这样来可以服侍神，但是这个服侍是危险的。
Well, yes, he could serve God still, but his service is dangerous.
所以我们要认识神。
So it is important for us to know God.
竭力追求他。
To fervently pursue it.
第二个就是你要我做什么。
And then, secondly, what is it that you want me to do?
这是我们需要祷告的。
That is something we need to pray about.
那知道神要我们做什么，
and,
这个就是我们人生的理想。
And to know, to find out what it is God wants us to do, that is our purpose or something.
现在有个目标理想。
That is our purpose that we need to ponder upon.
因为有的人头脑很聪明啊，他有所谓的生涯规划，对人生有规划，几岁要做什么，几岁要做什么，几岁要做什么，这个有没有？你有没有
？Some people are very they like planners and calculating what every step they'll make in their life.
因为我常常发现了，你开始要计划，烦恼就来。
But I realize once you start planning, difficulties and just troubles arise.
为什么烦恼就来
？Why did these troubles arise?
我现在有一个目标，我怎么达到那里？
I had this goal. How am I going to reach that goal? Then the troubles and anxieties occur.
那没有计划是不是等于没有前途？
So if you don't have a plan, does that mean you don't have like a guidance?
前途没有 future.
Future.
所以如果我们明白神要我们做什么，
So if we realize what God wants us to do,
我们人就不需要计划了，就朝那个神要我们做什么目标之去就对了。
Then man doesn't have to have a plan, they just follow this purpose and just keep going on.
其实神已经替我们有一生的计划。
But Lord had already provided us a plan for our life.
所以我们不断的去认识他，然后一直去把它做出来，就对，这样就是人生。
So we just steadfastly follow that plan, and then that will be how we live our life.
那如果我们这样一直照着神要我们做这样一起活，就等于不需要计划了。所以很多的压力就没有，烦恼就没有。
So if you follow what God tells you to do, then it just seems like there aren't any pressures and burdens in your life. Just follow the plan.
那如果不知道神要我们做什么，我们自己一直去计划，真的是很多的压力，很多的烦恼。
If you don't know what God wants for you to do, and you just go ahead and plan on your own, you're going to have a lot of pressures and burdens.
所以保罗他说我没有违背从天上来的意象。
And Paul said that I didn't go against the vision from heaven.
在他最后的一段人生呢
，in his last passage in his life,
他发现神给他的那个启示哈，要他做什么，他就是他一生的目标。
So that is when he realized this God's divine vision for him, the purpose in his life.
所以最好的一生是什么
？So what is the beautiful or best life?
不是自己想出来。
That is not what you think out of your own mind.
最好的一生是明白神要我们做什么，把它活出来，这是对的。
The good life is to be able to manifest what God wants you to do.
所以，你要我做什么？
Lord, what is it that you want me to do?
这表示神要做照我们有目的。
So that is, He created us so that we had a purpose.
啊，那我们在教会也是一样。
And in church, it's the same.
教会如果一个是身，一个身体。
So if church is a body,
那每一个身体都有功用。
Then everybody has a purpose.
那我在这个教会的功用是什么？
Then you realize or think about what is my purpose in church.
如果我们不知道，我们就问神。
If we do not know, we should ask God.
那每个人都知道神要做什么，把那个做出来，这个教会就很活泼，很有力量。因为没有一个人没有功用。
If you know your purpose that God has for you, then everyone will have a certain usage in church.
那常常在教会里面，就是很多人不知道神要叫他做什么。
Many times in church, there are people that do not know what they're supposed to do.
都没有发挥功用。
And they don't have any use.
所以人是很多。
There are many people.
哦，但是好像神根本不会发展。
But then holy work doesn't seem to prosper.
不知道神要做什么。
Because I don't know, or they don't know what they should do.
所以我们要求问神。
So we need to ask God.
他造我们是有目的的。
He created us with a purpose.
到底神要我们做什么？
What is it that God wants us to do?
那有时候我们年纪一直在改变，然后神要我们做的事情不太一样。
So as our age progresses and we change, God wants us to do different things.
所以就在常常去问神，你要我做什么。
So constantly ask Him what He wants you to do.
所以瓦器，这是被造，被造是有目的的。
So these vessels are made with a purpose.
那第二个呢？这个被造还有另外一个很重要的教训。
And secondly, being created has another very important lesson.
造物的对造他的人有主权。
So the creator toward his created has authority.
Yeah. 所以你要我做什么就是
我要
尊重神做我的主。
What is it that you want me to do? And that is to honor the creator.
因为我们在教会圣公里面哦，当然是需要冥想。
In church, when we do holy work, there's a certain sequence or fashion to do the
冥想，一个目，一个冥想，
has a basically a purpose.
但是呢，我常常发现哦，每个人都有他的冥想，但是就是教会就拿不过来，很乱。
Everyone has a certain purpose or goal in mind, but then it becomes kind of chaotic.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们如果没有尊重神，求问他要我们做什么，我们要把自己的理想在教会完成，教会就会有问题。
Because if we don't honor God and we have our own purpose in mind, then the matters in church will again be chaotic.
所以爱神的人越多，发现教会问题越多。
So if you love church, if you love God more,
不是，就是爱神的人越多，有时候教会问题越多。
So those who love God more, then you'll find more problems.
为什么
？Why?
因为他把自己的理想要带进来。
Because they brought their own ideas and purposes with them.
那如果每个人退一步，神啊，你要我做什么
？If everyone moved back, took a step back.
那即使我们有理想也没有关系，我们要求神啊，你要不要我把这个理想啊，在这个教会行出来。
And then ask them if this purpose I have in my mind, would it be acceptable to you? Can I manifest that?
那我们就发现很多人在做圣工啊，也能够做得很和睦、很融洽，因为到最后是大家在明白神要做什么。
But, and then you realize that everything is done.Harmoniously, and it's all for the better.
这是不简单的。
This is not easy.
因为主耶稣在说做门徒第一个条件是什么
？So the Lord said to be a disciple. What is the first or guideline we should have?
第一个条件，做门徒的第一个条件。
First criterion we should have.
舍己。
Which is
掉。
Which is to give ourselves up or surrender.
有什么常常我们在常常在想哦，
Many times we think that in holy work there are a lot of ideas and thoughts, different ways of doing things.
这个里面有没有自我的存在?
So you think within this all, is there something about I that stands out?
用圣经的说, self-ambition.
Self-ambition, does it? Self-ambition, is it in there?
既然有这个 self-ambition, 就有我在存在。
So when self-ambition is present, then it is you put yourself at the center of it.
那我们的如是在神看起来就没有尊重这个主人。
And in God's eyes, the work you do, it just seems like you are not honoring the master.
因为我们是仆人嘛，他是主人。Because
we are servants, and he is the master.
因为这个做瓦器的真的是一生的学习。
So to be an earthen vessel is a lifelong lesson.
在神面前不断地认识他的旨意，然后不断地自我否定。
And that is steadfastly keep on learning his will, that is something that we cannot negate.
否定自我，来肯定神的旨意。
And actually, we will be very sure in his will.
所以瓦器是被造的。
So the one who made the earthen vessels has authority. Earlier we learned to honor him is when we will then be used by God.
那这个宝贝才会可以发出莫大的能力。如果瓦器学不会，神也不敢给我们能力。
So then the treasure will manifest the power. If we're not able to learn how to be an earthen vessel, then the period in which we understand the lesson will not happen so soon.
因为当我们不懂得尊重神的时候，神给我们的能力，那能力反而会毁掉我们。
So if we learn it to learn early on, the lesson that we have may not be very helpful for us.
当我们有自我的存在的时候，神给我能力的时候，这个能力反而会让自我越来走向自我的道路去。
So if I am too self-ambitious, then this path that I walk down is again more about yourself.
所以说，宝贝要发出莫大的能力，就是我们要学习做瓦器。
So in order for this treasure to be to manifest its power, we have to learn more how to be like an earthen vessel.
那这个瓦器。 既然是瓦器，是卑贱的。我们看提摩太前书。
The second verse, Second Timothy.
哥林多后书第十二章。
Let's look at Second Corinthians chapter 12.
第九节。
Verse 9. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast of my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me."
我看到人都喜欢夸自己的长处。
We realize that man really likes to boast on their works. And this represents glorifying yourself. But Paul says, I boast in my infirmities. Because he realizes men are earthen vessels. When they are dropped, they break.
金的掉下去，拿起来不会破。When
you drop gold, it won't break.
银做的掉下去也不会破。Same
with silver.
有时候木头做的掉下去也不会破。You
drop wood, it doesn't break either.
泥土掉下去就完了。But
then you drop mud or clay, it breaks.
所以我们人自己觉得自己很软弱。
So that is when we think that ourselves are fragile.
要神的能力才会进到我们里面，我们才会刚强。
So when God's power enters, is when we become strengthened.
我们祷告才会迫切。
And that is when our prayers are with importunity.
所以哥西马尼园四个人在祷告。
So in the Garden of Gethsemane, there were four people praying.
三个在睡觉。
Three were sleeping.
他不会觉得有那个需要。
And they didn't feel a need.
我要跟你一起死，我要跟着你。
He kept saying, I want to die with you, I want to abide with you.
他不会觉得软弱。
But they didn't feel weak.
但是主耶稣他就觉得这个是极大的苦悲啊。
But then Jesus just thought of this as a bit of hell.
他有肉体啊，这个真的要神帮助他。大声流泪哀哭祷告
and he realizes because of the flesh and he cried out so loudly
天上的使者加添大力量
and so the heavens provided him with power
刚强
and then he was strengthened
这样才能够把这条路走完
that is when he was able to walk down the path to the end
所以学习做瓦器就是不断地提醒我们自己我们人是很脆弱
and to be an earthen vessel is to continually know that we are fragile
因此在第七节
Then thus in verse 7
恐怕我得的启示甚大过于至高说有一根刺加在我肉体的身上
In verse 7 of 2 Corinthians or 12, He said that there was a thorn in the flesh that, that made him weak
第一个保罗的启示大
It says that he had an abundance of revelations
第二个他能力大还证明他是使徒
Secondly, had great power and knew himself as an apostle.
就在下面啊
Which was in the second half of that verse. Verse
1. 能力的证明他是使徒
That he is accomplished as an apostle.
好那十一章呢保罗比别人更辛苦做工更投入
But in chapter 11 it says how He was more, he went through more difficulties than others.
这个三个都会让人哦，变成骄傲。
These three characteristics might allow a person to become a proud.
啊，但是就是有一根刺在他身上。
But he had a thorn in the flesh on himself.
他祷告为别人祷告很有效，但这根刺怎么祷告就跑不掉。
He prayed.His prayers for others were effective, but then he still couldn't remove this thorn in the flesh. And this reminds him that, yes, you are made of clay.
有时候我们在服侍神哦，我们都有很多体验，但是可能就一两个问题，怎么祷告，神好像都不听。
So when we're serving God, we pray about one or two things that afflict us, it seems they never go away.
为什么？
Why?
啊、
and it allows us to understand that or learn that we are made of clay.
这样我们才懂得靠神。
So that will allow us to learn how to rely on God.
谦卑。
That allows us to become humble.
那神的能力才可能在我们身上。
So that God's power can be on us.
所以我们要学习做瓦器。
Let's learn to be earthen vessels.
那我们做的越学的越会，我们迫切祷告，那个能力就有可能会在我们身上发出来。
The more we learn about this, the more that this power can manifest itself on us.
Let's pray.
Let's pray. Let's lay hands on us.